Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. Hello, hello, you guys. Happy Wednesday and welcome back to the Fun and Games podcast. Today is a beautiful day and I'm really excited to be able to have the opportunity to yet again chit chat with you guys. Today it is a solo episode, so it is just me. And for anyone who is new here to the podcast, hello and welcome. And for all of my official podcasties, what's up? It's good to be able to be chatting with you again today. But again, if you are new, I do a Fun and Games segment of the podcast every single episode now where I give a fun or a gain that I've had, something really good, positive, something funny, or maybe a big win. And I also share a lot of not so good times as well. But let me say, I am full of just fun and gains because our first event is happening in just 3 days is the time you're listening to this. This Saturday, November 12th, we're doing a huge meetup in Nashville and everything sold out within 24 hours. I am like shook. I am so excited to be able to finally meet a lot of you in person, which is going to be so rewarding because I love reading your stories. I love chatting with you in the DMs and I love being able to connect with you one-on-one. So being able to actually meet you and be able to spend some time together is going to be really fun and rewarding this weekend. So thank you to everyone who has decided to come out to Nashville and hang out. It's going to be so much fun and everything has been delivered, which was honestly a little bit nerve-wracking for me because I shipped a bunch of merch over there. I shipped things for the goodie bags and I had Gymshark ship some stuff out. So, you know, I was like, fingers crossed, everything comes together for this event, but it seems like everything's falling together very seamlessly. So that's absolutely amazing. And wow, I can't wait for a whole week in Nashville and hopefully give you guys a fun little recap from the week. So while that is one really big gain, another one is kind of just the day today. I've been working on a few really big projects recently. So today during Vinny's nap, I asked Darian if he would study from home. That way I could kind of go out and just get a little bit of me time. I decided to go out and get a pedicure with a friend, which was extremely needed and just fun to be able to have something to pamper me. But the salon we picked was in the mall. So walking back to my car, I stopped in a few too many stores and picked up a new jacket from PacSun that I really didn't need, but it was really, really cute. And then a couple skincare items from Sephora. And I also left with some cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory. So it was quite a successful mall trip, I would say. I definitely feel like I'm not somebody who goes out and shops a lot because I just have like this fear of spending money. And not like I don't like to not spend money, but I just like to make smart decisions with my money. Like I try to be smart about what I spend it on. I try to, hence I'm not perfect whatsoever. But it felt like very spontaneous to just go and buy a new jacket and some skincare stuff. I was like, oh, this is fun. It was a true pamper Brittany day today, getting my toes done and Darian being an awesome teammate and husband of just saying, yeah, I'll study at home for a little bit so you can get some time during Vinny's nap. So that was really awesome and needed. I wasn't able to get to the gym today because, you know, I'm recording this podcast even a little bit later in the evening, which is fun, but I'm all bundled up and I've got my hot cocoa and I'm really excited to chat about today's podcast episode. A little feel-good episode between you and me. It's cozy season, and these are the things that have been on my heart this week that I just really want to talk to you guys about. So before we hop into that episode, we're going to do our weekly review, and then we'll get into the episode. Today's podcast review is actually the most recent one. It's by Emmy Stone G, and it says, "Been with Brit since the beginning. I've been following Brittany since 2018. From starting my Finnish journey in college to navigating a COVID pregnancy, giving birth, and loving myself through a postpartum recovery, I have always valued Brittany's advice and example. The fitness-focused working mothers look up to you a lot, Brit. Keep it up, because I love the podcast and everything else you share with us." Once again, thank you so much for your review and everybody's review. Next time I'm going to scroll through way back and grab an older one. I just love reading these. Honestly, thank you so much always for the feedback. And I love that you have been here since 2018. Let's go. And I love that you were able to follow along my journey with your journey. We kind of did this together, you know, pre-pregnancy, pregnancy, postpartum, all of that. That's really special. So now, without further ado, let's jump into today's podcast episode. So while I was sitting here thinking about, okay, what do I want today's podcast episode to be? I wanted to be something that is going to be helpful, something where as these seasons are changing, it's getting colder, we're inside a little bit more, summer is over, unfortunately, and winter is coming. I wanted something that's going to kind of cheer us up, because sometimes the fall, getting into winter, can be a little bit dark and dismal, and sometimes, even if it's not, even in the summer, I need reminders, constantly telling myself certain affirmations and just reminding myself of things that are important and realign in my life, in my journey. So the first one that I came up with is to remember to take care of yourself. And for this, I broke it down into three parts: take care of myself physically, take care of myself mentally, and take care of myself emotionally. And how do I plan to do that? First thing first, physically. I feel like that is the easiest one for me to almost take care of myself, because I kind of have those habits down. I have that routine down a little bit more of having good movement in, trying to fuel myself with good food, trying to have a good water intake. Those are three really big things of when it comes to taking care of myself physically. I feel like I do okay about. I have better days, I have really good days, and I have, you know, okay or bad days. But ultimately, I feel like I have kind of developed that habit and that lifestyle where I can check those boxes. So while I may have those boxes checked, I'm thinking, how else could I take care of myself a little bit better? One of them is sleep. That is a huge component in my physical health and taking care of myself so that I have energy for the next day. So really prioritizing having a good nighttime routine and sticking to that, having good wind down time, making sure I am productive during the day so I can fully unwind from the day that I've just had and be able to get a good night's sleep so I can have a productive day tomorrow. That's one of those that I've been really trying to work on, getting better sleep. And I have actually, and I'm really proud of myself of focusing on that just a little bit more. Another one is reminding myself to take deep breaths. Whenever I get really stressed and anxious, and this kind of goes with taking care of myself mentally, is calming my nervous system down when I'm really anxious. Just reminding myself, take some deep breaths. It's going to be okay. You may be really stressed out in the moment, but let's kind of ease it back and take some time. A lot of times in my brain, again, this kind of goes with mentally, but I feel like I don't always have time to take care of myself because I've got to take care of the house. I've got to take care of Vinny. I've got to make sure Darian's okay. I've got to cook, do my chores, clean, not to mention all of my big to-dos for work, as well as other hats that I wear. So a lot of times I will put everything before myself. One of the things that I've realized is taking a deep breath really helps calm me down, bring me back in the present, and focus on, okay, I can do this. I might be overwhelmed right now, but I can get through this. And the last one that I thought of is crying. And I feel I promise I'm like so happy. I know that the vibe of this podcast right now is super chill. It's just really late at night. It's just a cozy, chill podcast episode right now, but I swear I'm like not really sad. But Learning to cry and learning that that's okay to express emotions feels so good. Today, Darian and I actually went to Trader Joe's with Vinny. And for whatever reason, I was like crying in the car. I think because I have been working so hard these past 2 weeks to make sure that this event is going to go well, to make sure I'm prepping for a certain thing that's coming out this week that I have a ton of deliverables for. I've got a couple other projects that I'm working on. I just feel like I've been really working extremely hard, even with my own merch drop. It's been a lot of late nights, going to bed extremely late, waking up extremely early, being a little bit exhausted, that today I think it all kind of caught up to me of, okay, I've almost made it. You know, I've almost made it through this really, you know, difficult kind of stretch of where I've been really anxious and stressed. And I just kind of let it out in the car and it felt so good to be able to move on a little bit and let that go. And I realized it's okay to cry. It used to not be for me in my world, in my brain. I was like, oh no, like we don't cry. That's just not something we do. We have to prove we're tough. But it feels so good to be able to do that. So I let myself do that. And it helps me take care of myself and be able to move past certain emotions when I have them. And we all have feelings. We all have really, really big emotions that are extremely valid. So being able to just overcome that barrier and just let myself cry, be in the moment, it felt really good. The next one under remembering to take care of ourselves is mentally. For me, my reminders that I set for myself are stop overthinking and stop apologizing for everything that may be going wrong. A lot of times with overthinking, again, I get in my head. I'm overthinking what I'm wearing. I'm overthinking what I'm saying. I'm overthinking what other people are saying. And that's just me realizing I'm trying to control people's perceptions where I am enough alone. I don't need anybody else's validation. I am enough and I am who I am. People are going to get what they're going to get, and reminding myself that not everybody is going to like me, and that is okay. That is a constant reminder that has to go in my brain, but it is so important to just continuously just show up for who I am. And you know what? My people are going to like me, and some other people aren't, but that's fine. I'll find my crowd and my people who truly are just like me. So that's what makes it really cool, is just showing up as myself in person, online, all of that. So just stop overthinking, to be me. And again, to apologize for anything that is going wrong. With that, I'm just thinking a lot of times I will like blame myself if, you know, something silly is happening, and I'll be like, oh, like I'm so sorry that this is taking so long. And it's like, that's out of my control. Why am I apologizing for that? Why am I taking that responsibility and that burden on myself? Letting that go mentally, that's a reminder that I'm constantly reminding myself about. So I don't know if you're the same way, but if you are, like, that's a good one. Keep reminding yourself of that. The third one when it comes to taking care of myself is emotionally. And I touched on that a little bit, allowing myself to cry, being able to feel my feelings, taking a deep breath, trying to bring it back in, to be present. And those are all reminders that I'm constantly thinking of, as well as sometimes reminding myself that I'm not a bad person if I need to put myself first. If I'm invited to some kind of event, if I'm invited to some type of outing, a social activity, whatever it is, and I'm having kind of a bad mental health day, I'm a little bit overwhelmed or stressed. I just kind of don't want to see people, or I have to prioritize my family time over my social time, or I have to prioritize something else. I always need to remind myself I'm not a bad person if I need to put myself first. Because at the end of the day, we are the only people who can truly fill up our cup, who can create the life and just be who we need to be able to go out in the world and to give back and to give our 100% at work and relationships and just to ourselves. So it's so important to remember to just take care of ourselves. And I know as a mom, that is extremely hard. It's hard when you're in college. It's hard in every stage of life to put ourselves worth, because it also stems from, do we even feel worthy enough to put ourselves first? Like, are we worth it? Are we worth the time? Are we worth the attention? A lot of times we tell ourselves those lies of, I'm not good enough. Like, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. But we do. We really do. And that's another reminder for yourself, is you do deserve this. You deserve the world, everything and more. So don't be scared to put yourself first, to take care of yourself, and to figure out on all three of those aspects, physically, mentally, and emotionally, where are your strong suits? What are you doing really well at? And where can you improve? Write those down and create a reminder for yourself. Write down some positive affirmations. Build yourself up. You deserve it. You are worth it. The second one is to take breaks from technology. Now, this is going to look different for everybody, of course. This can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I don't know. Whatever you need in your life, I truly believe there is so much power in disconnecting and able to reconnect with ourselves. And I've talked about that a little bit before on this podcast, but I feel like that can even be a way that we can take care of ourselves, where if sometimes we feel like we're too busy or we're too stressed, we're too overstimulated, mentally, physically, emotionally, any of those things, a big thing that can play into that is taking a break from technology. Maybe taking the 20 minutes you usually go on social media, you're logged off and you're trying to figure out, okay, what can I fit in on there? Can I do some journaling to help myself emotionally? Can I, you know, drink my water, maybe get some movement in, my exercise, or try to go to the grocery store, whatever it is. I feel like taking breaks from technology is so good for mental health as well as physical health, because it can help put you on track for whatever you really want to do. You can fill that time with something that might be a little bit more valuable for yourself. And also, I feel like it helps us stay grounded, because a lot of times we can have a false perception on life, but just logging off, taking a little bit of a break, having a good little reset, a reset routine. I love watching those videos. Those are some of my favorites to watch on YouTube and TikTok, is everybody's reset routine. I just think they're so aesthetic and cool. And it's really interesting to see what other people enjoy to do. I love it. For me, I love my little reset. Like, my relaxation routine is always a nice hot shower. I feel like there's two types of people, right? The people who like take medium temperature showers, and then those of us who crank that bad boy all the way as hot as it can get. And it's like, I want even hotter. That is me. I am the latter. So I take hot showers. I love them so much. They're my favorite thing. I feel like they just relax my body completely. They get me in such a good headspace. I love to do my whole hair care routine with my shampoos, my deep conditioners, combing my hair, doing all of my skincare. You guys know how much I love skincare. It just makes me feel so feminine and so beautiful and so just worth it. I don't know what it is. I feel so pampered and special doing my skincare routine at night. I love cooking a favorite meal or cooking a favorite dessert. We all know cookies and milk, but that also sometimes is a favorite meal or a little snack plate, whatever I'm really feeling. I love having something delicious, and I love having a good show just to completely relax and unwind. I am just that type of person, and I think it stems back from just my childhood, my teenage years with my mom. That truly is something that we would always do together growing up, watch a show with one of our favorite treats. So for me, that is like the ultimate stem of self-care some days, because I'm just truly relaxed and chilling. I feel like just finishing off your day like that helps you reset for the next day and hopefully come in with it with a better mindset, a better headspace. And I feel like having a clean house or apartment also, that helps so much. Having that physically clean, I try my best to keep my house clean, but it is really hard. But, you know, that's something I'm constantly working on. Other things when it comes from, you know, taking a break and trying to have a reset, that can be a walk, that can be your exercise, that can be going and grabbing your coffee, like I said, kind of a nightly routine, a wind down routine, or even grocery shopping, getting the things and the essentials that you need so that you can have a really successful week in that sense. So there's a lot of different ways, but ultimately, a big reminder is to take a break from technology. You can fill that time with other things, or just simply unplug for a little bit and just ground yourself, refocus, and remember maybe what matters most. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. And honestly, that kind of leads me into the third one, which is to make time for loved ones. Now, this is something that I have really grown into. I'm almost a little bit embarrassed to even admit this, but there have been times in my life, not recently, but previously in my life, where maybe times with family, times with friends haven't been top on my priority list. Where, you know what, we all go through our selfish years. We all go through our years where we're really trying to figure ourselves out. Like, we have to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. Everybody kind of goes through those phases. I don't want to feel regret, remorse. So it was never like I was rude or mean to my family or anything. It was just something where, oh, I'd be a little bit more casual or be a little bit more distracted during our time and not trying to make the most out of every single memory, etc. But now I'm getting older and as I've had Vinny, I'm realizing and almost getting a little bit scared that like someday my family's just not going to be around. And that thought kind of scares me a little bit. And also the thought of, I really, at the end of the day, like having friends, where for me, it's really hard for me to make friends. I feel like making friends in your adult life is so difficult, period. Especially when you're married, because you have to like the other couple as well. And then if you have kids, like that's a whole nother ball game. So it's been not the easiest thing for me to make friends. I feel like here in Michigan, this is the first time I can say I have a good group of friends. I have never had that before. And I think that's really special. And it's made me realize that I haven't really made that big of an effort at other times with friendships per se. Again, I feel like I've always done a good job with maintaining family relationships and everything, but with friendships, it hasn't always been the case. And I've really started to understand and learn the value of friendship. I think it, again, stems back, if you don't know, I grew up an army brat. So it was very different, a very, very different childhood where you're one place for only a year. And you know, it takes you even a year for some kids at your school to even acknowledge or talk to you. So normally it's like the second year when you move somewhere, you finally start establishing better friendships. And you know, with that, there comes a lot of rejection and social anxiety that I have at times. I feel like I've really grown through that. But it always stems back a little bit, you know, because that's how my childhood was. That's how my brain has always been Wired is a little bit, I'm always a little bit timid when it comes to making friends. Whereas Darian is a social butterfly. Vinny is an absolute social butterfly. I'm just not as much. And I've actually talked to my brothers about that before. And we're like, yeah, we're all kind of that way. So I'm like, okay, it must be like an army brat type thing. So that's something I've been really focusing on is, yeah, making time for loved ones, whether that's friends, whether that's family, and really just valuing that. It's something that I didn't realize how much that could benefit my life until now I have it. And I'm like, this is really cool. And it feels really special. And friendships can be really fun and really helpful. So that's something that I just want to remind all of us is to make time, even if it's just a weekly call, catch up with your parents because, you know, you don't live at home anymore. Or you're sending a text to an old friend trying to keep certain friendships alive, whether you've moved on after college or whatever it is. I feel like that's really important. And a little bit of effort goes a long way with those types of things and just sending little gifts. You know, it's the holiday season or just little text reminders, sending funny memes and stuff over the internet, whatever it is. Just I've realized as I've come older how important relationships are. And I don't really ever want to be alone or, you know, when something exciting happens, like who am I going to tell? I want to be able to have some type of friendships or family relationships where you can celebrate your wins with, where I feel like before I've never had that. I've always been a little bit more of a lone wolf. So I just am finding a lot of great happiness and joy in that. And I feel like if you followed me for a while, you know, I've kind of talked about myself having issues with that. So I just feel like I'm grown up. Like Brittany's grown up. She's getting some friends and Michigan has sealed the deal. Like this is a really exciting time in my life. I never thought I could have some good friends. So I just have a lot of value in that. And again, I just want to make the most, especially with those that I care about. So that's just always a good reminder. And you just never know when it's someone's time to go. Not to like sound dark and dismal, but sometimes that's what I get scared about. And I have a little bit of anxious feelings or thoughts about that. So I just always want to try and make the most, but of course not like live in fear and live by and through this. So let's move on to the next one, the last one, number four, bring it up a notch. We don't want to get all dark and dismal, but it has been a really chill episode, which is actually really fun. So the last one is to remember that slow progress is still progress. And sometimes, you guys, I can forget this. This is such a good reminder that I constantly need to remind myself is progress is so slow and gradual. But that's why it's called progress. It's not like transformation overnight. That's not what it's called. It's called progress because each day you're trying to be just a little bit better. And I find that if you are, you know, on your fitness journey and you want to track your progress, it's really great to track specifically what kind of weights you're lifting. So the next week you can go heavier, you know, you can program it like that so that you're, you know, when you want to implement progressive overload, you know where to start. If you're trying to get stronger, you can really strategically do that. Or you can use video recording to see, hey, my form has been improving, my progress, like slowly but slowly. Again, it's going to take time, weeks, months, but it can get better. Or even progress photos or videos of physically, if that's your goal, you can track that. And I think also mental progress, journaling, like how are you mentally? Where are you mentally? Is your mental space so much different? A lot of times, you know, we can't have as many physical transformations if our mental health, our mental transformation isn't there yet. So even just tracking that progress, how are you doing that way? And just knowing that even though it's small, it is still progress. But you have to track it so that you can know that you are progressing. You've got to do some kind of journaling. You've got to do some type of documentation so that in a couple weeks, in a month, in a year, you can look back and say, oh my goodness, I cannot believe I am where I am. Right now, I forget how my life was pregnancy and very early postpartum. It takes me to go back to my journals. It takes me to go back to my early workout videos of freshly postpartum to realize, wow, I actually have had a transformation mentally and physically. This is insane. But I wouldn't be able to realize that as much because it's been over 3 years. Happy birthday, Vinny. But it's been over 3 years. It's so hard for me to remember where I was at 3 years ago because I'm really only realizing or focusing on my thought process now. So to kind of go back to that and realize, wow, the growth I've had, the reflection, I found so much power in that. You all know I'm a huge advocate for journaling. It is a lot of effort and it's a huge time commitment, but it is one of the best things and best habits I have now that I have been doing for 10 plus years that has really carried me through some of my darkest days. So if you're not journaling, I always, always will encourage you to try and pick up that habit again. It's going to take a long time, but it's one of my non-negotiables and I'm so glad I've done it and kept that habit because it's amazing to be able to reflect back on, oh, that's where I was a year ago, or even that's where I was 3 months ago. I have had progress and that helps me stay motivated and be able to realize, okay, what I'm doing isn't in vain. There is some kind of progress where that can be hard to measure if you're not having the correct tools in place to measure. So whatever kind of progress you're looking for, you've got to have some type of way to measure it. That way you can see the progress that you have. And always remember that slow progress is still progress. And a lot of times it is slow. It is those day in, day out. You don't see what's happening until a couple weeks, a couple months, and then you're able to see, holy cow, this is working out. So those are the four reminders that you need, and maybe you need them to help pick yourself back up. Darian had just come home, and he wants to come on the podcast, so I'm going to invite him in, see if he has anything to say. So give me a second. Let me hook up the second mic. Here he is, good old Darian. It was a solo episode turned into a couples episode, bringing the energy toward the end of the podcast. Let's go.
All right. What did you want me to say?
Not Darian always going,
Sorry.
All right. Or, hey.
Hey.
Can you just tell you light up the room? The energy is here.
So I had some advice for you guys.
Yeah, no, this is the remind. These are, we're saying reminders to help like boost you up.
Okay.
What you got?
So I got a big one. Always check for toilet paper before you sit down in a public restroom.
Okay, you can do it at home.
You could do it at home because you just do like the duck walk over to get like your refill of toilet paper. But if you do it at a public restroom, where else do you get toilet paper?
Okay, hold on. I have a lot of questions actually about this. I didn't know this is where this was going. So you're not a squatter? Your butt touches the toilet, public toilet seats?
I don't know any guy that squats, really. No, you just sit.
Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't have told me that.
I don't see a problem.
You should not have told me that.
I'm a firm believer in the little wax seat covers, though. You got to use something to protect yourself. But it's not a big deal.
This is like a weird way to go on the podcast, but like I have been a squatter my entire life. I've never touched.
You know, the bathroom is not where I want to be out of my comfort zone. I want to be comfortable.
So, let's move on.
All right. So I have another tip though that is, I still feel like that one's useful, but this one has been a game changer. So the other day, I usually study flashcards on my iPad. Or I will look at my PowerPoints for my lectures on my iPad. And so instead of just sitting down for like an hour straight and studying, I went and walked on the treadmill for like an hour and a little bit extra while my iPad was kind of sitting. There was a little ledge where my iPad could kind of sit on the treadmill. And I literally just walked for like an hour while I was studying. And it was a good way to kind of be active, get my blood flowing, and keep me awake while I was studying. And it was a game changer. I actually got through a lot. And like occasionally I would have to highlight stuff. And so I would just like hop off the treadmill for a little bit, kind of like highlight, and then I'd jump back on. And I covered like 3 miles, which doesn't sound like a lot, but
no, that's
I was
awesome.
Kind of walking at a slow pace so I can read. But that's a challenge to you guys. Try that.
Do you feel
if you're in school?
I love that. Do you feel like your mind is almost more active because you're physically walking, so like your brain's more alert with what you're doing?
So it actually took a little bit to get used to. Like at first I was walking really slow, but then I almost had to think about walking slow because it was so unnatural.
Okay.
And so I sped it up a little bit, and once I was at a good pace, like a natural walking pace, you kind of just forget you're walking. Doesn't that, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's really
cool. I set it way too slow at first, and I was thinking about it, so it was throwing my studies off. But then I got to a point where it was like 2.5 for me. It was like a good, it wasn't fast by any means, but just a normal walking pace.
I think that's awesome, and I think that goes in with, like, if you're trying to help yourself physically, taking care of yourself physically, and you're like, oh, I'm getting in movement or getting into any type of exercise is hard for me, I think that that's a great alternative of, if you're in class, that's an amazing thing to do.
Yeah. Because once you start school, if you look at your steps on like your iPhone or your Apple Watch, dude, they go down so fast compared to like your normal activity just because you're sitting and studying all day. So
yeah. Or even if you like to read and you're, I want to combine the two.
Yeah. There
walk
you go.
And read. That's so amazing. There's
my tip.
Or, you know, listen to this podcast while you're walking. Hey, we'll keep you company. Is that everything you got for today?
That's everything. You guys, I get to meet some of you on Friday, and I'm super stoked. I saw some of the comments. People were sad about it being sold out. I feel really bad. People
hopefully we
may
can do it
still,
again.
Well, and people may, for some reason, not be able to come and might return their tickets. So just keep checking, maybe, and see if someone drops out. Otherwise, we'll do it again, and you'll have another chance to come. But really looking forward to meeting everyone that is going to be there.
We're so excited.
So stoked.
It's Saturday, not Friday, just in case people are like,
oh
my goodness, Darian said Friday. No,
sorry.
It is Saturday.
No, no, no,
the
Saturday.
12th. Yeah.
Saturday. I'm getting into Nashville Friday, but
correct.
Don't at me.
We're so excited.
Just kidding.
It's going to be so much fun, you guys. We've put a lot of time and attention into this, and so I'm nervous because I'm not in Nashville yet, like seeing everything set up, but I really trust the team who's helping me put this on, and I think it's just all going to come together, and it's going to be amazing. It's my first solo event, you know, so I feel like a lot's riding on it, but I'm really just, honestly, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is that we're going to meet out, and I'm going to be able to meet and see you. So honestly, that's really all I care about.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Britt made it really small, well, relatively small, so that she could actually get time to actually talk to each one of you. So I thought that was really cool. She could have made it big, but this way, you know, she could actually get to know you guys, and it'll be really fun.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm so excited. So I guess, wait, actually, we never did I said in the previous podcast episode we'd do a recap of Vinny's birthday, but it was super chill. Like we did it together.
Yeah. No friends, really. Just hung out with family. Chilled.
Yeah, Vinny he really just wanted some balloons and a Buzz Lightyear spaceship cake. So that's what we got him. And he got a school bus.
Yeah, it was this.
And it was perfect.
These last couple weeks with preparing for Nashville, and then I've had some huge exams. It's just been so busy. So I think the thought of having a bunch of people over and having to clean up after and all that stuff was just like, you know, sometimes you just want to chill.
Yeah, and Vinny was chilling too. Like, he genuinely just played with his balloons the whole time. He loved it. So we got to have some awesome, undivided, full Vinny attention day and make him feel special. I guess a couple days before that, we all were hanging out with friends all. And so I guess that worked for his birthday. But yeah, that's really all the recaps we got. Don't forget to drink your water. There's another reminder.
Yes. And look forward to seeing you guys Saturday.
Yes.
And
with that being said, eat your greens and lift heavy things.
Yeah, no. Baby.
We'll see you all next time. Or we'll talk to you all next time.
Oh, wait.
What?
Wednesday is our favorite day.
Wednesday is our favorite day. You just snuck that in there.
Yep. You'll see what I mean Saturday by Wednesday is our favorite day of the week.
That's what I should start saying at the beginning of every podcast episode now.
I mean,
welcome back to Wednesdays, our favorite day of the week.
I also thought we could change the little Vinny love you since he's grown up.
Okay, tell me, we're going to take a season break. Not yet, but at some point. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to tug your heartstrings a little bit with that one. But would you like us to do a new intro and outro? Because Vinny's all older now. Let us know.
I think we're just going to do it.
Over on funandgains.podcast on the Instagram. But with that being said, we'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and games.
See ya.
Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.